ignorant and unprepared. It was time for a ceremony alienating them from the rest of the world. Time for a blood rite that would bind them to one another and me. I had the stakes from the embankment planted along the road south of the wood. Then I had all the dead southerners decapitated and their heads placed atop the stakes, facing southward, ostensibly warning travelers who shared their ambitions. Narayan and Sindhu were delighted. They hacked off heads with great enthusiasm. No horror touched them. None touched me either. I'd seen everything in my time. Chapter 10. Swan lay in the shade on the bank of the main, lazily watching his bobber float on a still deep pool. The air was warm, the shade was cool. The bugs were too lazy to bother him. He was half asleep. What more could a man ask? Blade sat down.
Catch anything?
Nope. Don't know what I'd do if I did. What's up?
The woman wants us.
He meant the Radisha, whom they had found waiting when they'd reached Goja, much to Smoke's dismay.
She's got a job for us.
Don't she always? You tell her to stick it in her ear?
Thought I'd save you that pleasure.
I'd rather you'd save me the walk. I'm comfortable.
She wants us to drag Smoke somewhere he don't want to go.
Why didn't you say so?
Swan pulled his line out of the water. There was no bait on his hook.
Then I thought there weren't any fish in that crick.
He left his pole against a tree, a statement of sorts. Where's Cordy?
Probably there waiting. He was watching Ja. I told him already.
Swan looked across the river. I'd kill for a pint of beer.
They'd been in the brewery business in Taglios before the excitement swept them up. Blade snorted, headed for the fortress overlooking Goja Ford. The fort stood on the south bank of the main. It had been built by the Shadow Masters after their invasion of Taglios had been repulsed to defend their conquests south of the river. The fortress had been overwhelmed by the Black Company after the victory north of the river. Taglian artisans were reinforcing it and beginning a companion fortress on the north bank. Swan scanned the scabrous encampment west of the fortress. 800 men lived there. Some were construction workers. Most were fugitives from the south. One large group particularly irked him.
Think Ja has figured out that the woman is here?
Jahamaraj Ja was a powerful, hungry Shadar priest. He had commanded the mounted auxiliaries during the southern expedition. His flight north had been so precipitous he'd beaten Swan's party to the ford by several days.
I think he's guessed. He tried to sneak a messenger across last night.
The Radisha, through Swan, had forbidden anyone to cross the river. She didn't want news of the disaster reaching Taglios before its dimensions were known.
Messenger drowned. Cordy says Jaw thinks he made it.
Blade chuckled wickedly. He hated priests. Baiting them was his favorite sport. All priests of whatever faith.
Good. That'll keep him out of our hair till we figure out what to do with him.
I know what to do.
Political consequences, Swan cautioned. That your solution to everything? Cut somebody's throat?
Always slows them down.
The guards at the fortress gate saluted. They were favorites of the Radisha, and though neither Blade nor Swan nor Mather wanted it, they commanded Taglios' defenses now. Swan said,
I got to learn to think in the long term, Blade. Never thought we'd be back at this after the Black Company showed.
You got a lot to learn, Willow.
Cordy and Smoke waited outside the room where the Radisha